Hi, my name's Steve Carlisle from Clearly Training, and today I'm going to be giving you an update on UK financial reporting. I'm going to look at four topics. The first one is current reporting requirements for organisations in the United Kingdom. Secondly, I'm going to look at UK GAAP. I'm going to give you an overview and look at the key changes. Thirdly, I'm going to look at international GAAP and look at some recent changes. And lastly, I'm going to have a quick look at the financial reporting standard for smaller entities. Okay, so the current reporting requirements for organisations in the United Kingdom. First of all, who uses international financial reporting standards? Well, international financial reporting standards are used by the following organisations. First of all, companies quoted on the UK Stock Exchange. That's companies with a full listing on the UK Stock Exchange. Secondly, companies quoted on the alternative investment market, the AIM, as it's known. Thirdly, local authorities are using IFRS from 2010, so from the year beginning 1st of April 2010. Fourthly, all other public sector organisations have actually been using IFRS from their year commencing in 2009, so they started a year earlier than the local authorities. And lastly, there are voluntary users, organisations that use IFRS voluntarily. Who uses UK GAAP then? Well, any other organisation not on the previous list who hasn't decided to use the financial reporting standard for smaller entities. Remember, the FRISI, as it's known, is available for companies defined as small in the Companies Act. And if those small companies wish to, they can use the FRISI. Anyone else who doesn't use the FRISI and who wasn't on the list of IFRS users, uses UK GAAP. The latest news on financial reporting in the UK is that the Accounting Standards Board is considering whether to adopt the International Financial Reporting Standard for smaller entities. And it published a paper on this back in August 2009. The consultation period ended in February this year, and the ASB is going to publish its recommendations later this year. The proposal that was published in 2009, which the ASB is going to publish its comments on later this year, was as follows. The proposal, and I must stress this is only a proposal, was that IFRS would be used by AIM and fully quoted stock exchange companies. So that's the same as at present. IFRS would also be used for other publicly accountable organisations. That's full IFRS for other publicly accountable organisations. And that would include organisations like investment trusts and building societies that aren't quoted on the AIM or the stock exchange. The next tier of companies would use the International Financial Reporting Standard for smaller entities. So non-publicly accountable companies would use the International FRISI, the International Financial Reporting Standard for smaller entities. And lastly, companies that qualified as small, as at present, would use the UK Financial Reporting Standard for smaller entities. So that's four blocks of organisations. The first two using IFRS, that's the quoted and AIM companies and the other publicly accountable bodies. The third block using the International FRISI, and the fourth block, that's for small companies in the UK, using the UK FRISI. So we have a big block of companies in that third tier who would use this International Financial Reporting Standard for smaller entities. That is a proposal, and we await to see what the recommendations of the Accounting Standards Board are following their consultation period. And as I say, those will be published later this year.